Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair joins us live on the line from their Kaimuki studios to talk about the 11th hour wrangling over a water rights bill. Chad, there's like a week and a half left to go in the session. I can't believe it.
Maybe the 11:30 hour.
Okay, 11:30.
There is. This caught a lot of us by surprise, although there had been some scuttlebutt. I knew that the governor was in discussions with farmers, with the Sierra Club, with other parties involved. But what he did yesterday is he wrote a letter, Governor Ige, to the leadership of the House and Senate, copied it to all the lawmakers, and saying, look, let's take another look at that water bill, House Bill 1326. This is the one that's been in the news quite a lot. It's controversial. It has to do with diverting stream water. And it involves Alexander and Baldwin, Helco on the Big Island, KIUC on Kauai, some landowners, small farmers and ranchers. And in a nutshell, the bill as it currently stands would extend their water permits for another 7 years. The governor analyzed it, put Ford Fuchigami, his administrative director, on it, and he came to the conclusion that this is important. It's a fair and comprehensive bill. It would be a negative impact if for some reason this legislation were not to pass. So he basically said, let's keep this thing going, and that's where it is as of now. We'll see where it goes next, but that's where we are now, Catherine.
Right, but there was a whole flurry of press releases going, right, from the House to the Senate to the environmental.
Yeah, it's been really remarkable. I'll tell you what Scott Sikey, the House Speaker, said. He's like, he thinks that the governor did help answer some of the questions, some of the legal and practical questions are hanging out there, but Sikey made it very clear. This is up to the Senate. This is a House bill, but it already passed the House. It died in the Senate about 2 weeks ago. The Senate, President Ron Cochi, is saying, we'll continue working with the administration on the issue. He did not say, there will be a vote coming. If there is going to be a vote on this bill, it's going to have to happen by April 30th. That is the second to last day. Session ends May 2nd. That would be the very last time they could do something. So we'll see whether there is a development, but with this letter from the governor, he's in a sense he's really saying, I want this bill, I think it's important. He stopped short of saying he would sign it, but that was pretty clear his intention that he wants this to become law.
Yeah, but now the environmental groups are hopping mad.
Not happy at all. And Marty Townsend, the director of the Sierra Club, really been at the forefront of the opposition. In fact, they were successful in killing the bill so far. Marty Townsend really feels that the governor betrayed a trust. Remember that water is a public trust. She feels strongly that the governor overstepped his authority. This is an executive getting involved in the legislative branch. And by the way, it's also a judicial issue because that whole lawsuit that started this back in 2015, 2016, that lawsuit is still pending before the appellate court. So it's involving now all three branches of government. But yes, environmentalists are not happy. And we don't know what's going to happen next, but you can bet they're keeping an eye on developments.
You know, and I just checked my email before we went on the air here, and I just saw another press release from Justice. Yes. And they were saying that the governor's legally mistaken and that he's got this alarmist position. So, a lot of people weighing in, lots of pressure now in this last week or so.
Yeah, it raises the question that even if a bill does pass, will it withstand a lawsuit? And that certainly seems to be something that could very well happen. Remember, there's already a lawsuit pending already. So.
Right, and I know the groups were concerned because they said, hey, you know, DLNR, the Ige administration was supposed to work out a system with these permits, and they didn't.
They were supposed to come up with long-term leases. I mean, right now, it's these one-year revocable permits, but it's complicated. It has to do with getting environmental studies. It involves also the Water Commission, and the reality is, in the last 3 years since that bill was passed, as a result of the lawsuit, they have not made much progress. And by the way, environmental reviews cost money as well, and not everybody has quite the resources of A and B.
Right, and A and B had no comment, right?
No, they have had no comment. They've never formally testified on the bill. Sure seems like they'd want it to pass, but officially there is no comment. I'm guessing a lot behind closed doors, though.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Politics and Opinion Editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. Visit civilbeat.org for the full story and more.